Well, people across Iran mark the fourth anniversary of mass rallies in 2009, which wrapped up months of post-election unrest. In the capital, Tehran, people have gathered in one of the city's oldest mosques to mark the event. Qasem Siddiqui, Tehran's interim Friday prayers leader, delivered a speech there. Hundreds of thousands of people attended massive rallies on December the 30th, 2009, in response to months of political unrest that followed the presidential election held the same year. At the time, supporters of the defeated candidate claimed vote fraud and protested in the streets of Tehran and a few other cities. Dozens were killed and more injured in those riots.
Day 9th in the Iranian calendar, or December 30th, marks a very special day in the history of Iran's Islamic Revolution. On that day in 2009, an epic was created by the mass turnout of the nation to show their support for the Islamic establishment following post-election unrest in the country in that year. On December 30, 2009, Iranians took to the streets in the millions to condemn what was called the seditious movement and to show anger for the unrest that took place after the June's presidential election, especially on Ashura, a day Shia Muslims marked the martyrdom anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. After the presidential election, supporters of two of the defeated candidates made allegations of vote fraud. But such allegations were dismissed by the country's election officials. The Guardian Council, which based on Iran's constitution supervises election, concluded there were no irregularities, dismissing election complaints. But the street protests, supported by foreign powers, continued on different occasions for more than 6 months. Then, on December 30th, the nation poured to the streets to show support for the establishment.
On day 9, the two principles of the Islamic establishment were clearly seen. One was the presence of God and the other support of people. Fortunately, these two factors put an end to the sedition. On that day, many of those who had taken part in illegal post-election rallies confessed that they made a mistake in making allegations of vote fraud.
That day, the Iranians once more proved that if the Islamic establishment is threatened by Western-backed soft war, they are ready to sacrifice. They sent a message of unity to the entire world.
Unity and resistance against the seditious movement were the most remarkable messages on that day.
They sent a message to the world powers, clarifying that they always stand behind their leader and never let their country be the scene for foreign-backed scenarios.
People proved their obedience to their leader and their loyalty to the Islamic establishment.
The 2009 post-election unrest and the following incidents prove that the nation has enough insight and they firmly stand against foreign threats.
The epic of December 30th was another milestone in the history of Islamic Revolution in which the Iranians reiterated their support for their government and their leader. Ehsan Keyvani, Press TV, Tehran.